Hello, folks. Welcome back to the show. You just heard some music from Wish Whip. They're out of Calgary, Alberta, our neighbors to the east. I believe we have Sled Island coming up soon, so a lot of folks will be heading that way to do the thing. Yo, shout out to Ben, who's going to make some curry chicken tonight. Excellent choice, excellent choice. Recently, some of my friends at the bar, they were like, yo, we should have a chili cook-off. And I was like, that sounds like a great idea. And the other day, I made some, like, a big pot of curry, but then I was like, I added beans to it, like some black pinto beans. Nice. And I was like, yo, what if I make a chili curry? A curry chili? A churi? No. Anyways, if you have any tips for making a curry chili, let me know. It's text in 778-782-2573.
Oh, really? You just expose your contact?
That's this number.
Oh, okay.
That's the radio station. Yeah.
But by the way, I have something to say about curry.
Go on, tell me more.
Yeah, because I think there's a big difference between Thai curry and Japanese curry. Indian curry.
Different spices, different textures, different quantities. Yes, it's a world of curry. The curry is a diverse world of flavor.
Yeah.
So good, though. Everything, I love using lime leaf.
That is Thai?
There's a lot of lime leaf in a lot of food here. Shout out Nicole, our spoken word coordinator. I do believe she has a kit, and we were still in the works for a cooking show. Ooh, yeah, Thai has more cream. Good choice. Now I really want laksa or pho. I really want pho. Though this is not the season right now for pho.
Why
it's
not?
It's too hot.
But do you know they have this kind of like a dry that is not dry pho, but
instant pho?
Instant pho? There's a such thing?
There's probably some sort of instant pho.
By the way, I went to a pho place, Vietnamese restaurant last time in downtown.
Nice.
Next to English Bay. It was really good.
Yeah, they got good eats. Love Vietnamese food.
Yeah,
spring rolls all day, baby.
I just wanted to recommend because my Vietnamese food, my Vietnamese friend recommended that, and she said this is the best Vietnamese.
Damn, Lestat, chill out. Anywho.
I have to block this person.
Yeah,
who's doing this?
This person needs to chill out. You're getting a timeout.
Is this like the first time? This how do you think?
No, they've been saying weird stuff.
Today? Because it's something. I should also be like, I'm going to report this person.
You just chill out.
Yeah, this is like.
Don't get freaky on Maine, man.
Yeah, stupid.
Anyways, internet etiquette. It's a great thing to be. Anyways. I'm diverging. We could talk about food till the cows come home, but talking about music and food is a great way to be. It's a great way to connect with anybody. Also in that mix, you heard some music, believe it or not, from Stitch. That was a cool band. I like that. That was good stuff. That was their song, Rubber Man, off their EP, Bright and High, which is how we're doing up here. Bright and high, up on a mountain. We are sober. Thank you very much. Cistern started off that set with their track Spile. You can catch Cistern Friday night with Devours and Semi at Green Auto. You can catch Stitch with Transient, Taxa, and Emma1E Friday night at the Red Gate. And finally, Wish Whip, you can catch at the Cobalt as part of Verboten Fest. Alongside Small Breed, Exhumed, Carol Lee, Hexhead, Sleek Teeth, Mel Damore, and Male Tears. Yeah, so pretty cool lineup, if I do say so myself. We got it going on over here. Anywho, this brings us next onwards now to Saturday, naturally. And you're still listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, BC, Canada, where it's very sunny, at balmy 25 degrees. Hope you're doing all right. Stay hydrated, folks. Drink lots of water. I am craving a coconut milk. I will be real. Fun fact. I have won all three of my scratch and wins today, so I'm feeling lucky. Today's been a good day. It's been a long day. I got up at 7 o'clock, too early.
I'm exhausted today because I did not have good sleep. Probably because I had a coffee in the yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, there's a deadline for caffeine. Though if I have too much, I actually fall asleep.
But the thing is, because I feel exhausted.
Panda down.
Because I feel exhausted today, so I had the Red Bull in the afternoon today, so nice. I don't know. By the way, I read some of the record or history comment. I think it was just that one guy. Yeah. So just to let you know, if any time in the future there is a person like that, you just have to... Oh, yeah, they realize this. Sometimes it's just one person.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to just like, go zap them.
So you just... Yeah, you just have to hit, click it and report.
Got it.
I don't want to randomly report.
For those who aren't aware, Charlotte also has a video stream in the studio right now. And for the last while, we're making some fans in China. Shout out to people in Shenzhen, Guangzhou. We have other folks. What was it?
Right.
We had some other places. People over... Forget where you were. Anyways, shout out to the folks.
By the way, I realized somebody noticed that you had a haircut.
I did not get a haircut.
My hair. Somebody said that. I was like, what?
They were wrong.
And then somebody said they like your shoes, and somebody started to judge about your shoes. Actually, that's one person. That one.
Well, hey, you know, folks, I know where you can't see me, but I am wearing socks and sandals.
No, they can see.
No, those folks can, the radio land, I'm wearing socks and sandals.
Yeah.
Why? Well, I don't want to go toes out in the city. Because it's kind of gnarly out there. You know, I'd rather just dirty up my socks than, and, you know, I'm kind of shy about my toes, I'll be real.
So many people do that, but it seems like, I think in China, there were like only old generation would do that. Like,
well, yeah, then there's also, you know, throwing sandals at people. So it's an art.
Really? But here, it's like when I came to like the States, when I, you know, everybody does that. European like to do that because...
Oh, yeah,
like
it's very European to wear socks and sandals.
Yeah.
Especially the Germans. Shout out to the German tourist stereotype.
Yeah.
Well, your Friday, my Thursday, yes. Anyways, I am quickly running out of time here. Let's get back on topic here about Saturday in the music scene here in Vancouver. So starting us off again at the Red Gate, Saturday the 30th. Holy cow, it's almost June. Prepare to pay rent. We got the Fomites doing a thing along with Contra Code, Grimlock, and the See You Next Tuesdays, which acronyms to a funny, funny word. Haha. You know, Miss Jason, I'll get to your point after I'm off the air here. But, so that's going to be really fun. Some rock and roll from some cool rockers and rollers. I heard a hilarious phrase, the Ayatollah of rock and rollers. That was just like, damn, that's a phrase. That's a mouthful. Yeah, anyways, Green Auto, a benefit show for DULF, the Drug Users Liberation Front. They have Goo, Benzon, Checkout, and Exit Strategy doing their respective things. Also, on the other side of the fence, we have Spell, Space Queen, and Living Queen. So, Queen is alive and well, apparently, over there. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. We'll play some music from Spell over here. They have quite the look going on. Very, very Victorian. Next up at 118 West Hastings, Smoke Eaters. Shout out to my friend, my friend Misha, my only moped friend, the only person who will endure and be involved with me talking about anything to do with mopeds. So if you are a moped person, hit me up. We can talk about mopeds. I just got mine working again, so I'm gonna reinsure it soon, so I can zip around town. It's gonna be rad. Anyways, Smoke Eaters is playing along with the Spain. Or the spine, Spain, and Mossing as well. So that's at 118 West Hastings. Over at the Fox Cabaret, we got Sonny and the Dudes, Victoria is it Mailed and Co? That, or my R's and V's have historically been very similar. Last of the 80s band as well. Over at Bullies, we got Woman, not that woman, the one that features Cindy Lee's former project, along with The Oldest Man I Know and Shore Fox doing their respective things as well. Over at Lead Bullies at 67th 6th Street in New West. Over at Lanaloose at 362 Powell Street, you got Frog with a PH playing alongside Complex 33 Fuyola. I think I'm pronouncing the Italian word correctly. Along with The Extravagant Idiots as well. So that's over at Lanaloose, 362 Powell Street. Of course, you got to get the pierogies if you're eating there. Then skipping down the road once again over to the Astoria, we have the Teleportal album release show as well, playing with Alphabet Soup, Splitter, Yami, and Run It Back as well. Finally, over the Cobalt, we have another Verboten show. Yo, I see you have another socks and sandals. Enjoy your person in the chat. Shout out to you. You know what's up. We got real ones out there.
They're making you socks and sandal king or something, like celebrity, you become a celebrity because of this.
I know. I think, look, there's been a few times in my life where I thought I was responsible for certain trends. Like when I was a kid, I thought I coined the term douchebag. I was incorrect. I did not coin to popularize the term douchebag. But I feel like I'm responsible solely, along with my colleagues, for bringing back bell bottoms, especially for the male form. Bell bottoms. It's the pants for long. If you got legs, bell bottoms, buddy. Let those legs fly with flares. This is stand-up comedy hour here on WeChat.
And this person's like, be serious, but he's actually making, I think he's intentional. I know, it's so funny. They like to, I think last time I saw them were discussing how to make me laugh while I was doing
the laughing meme. They have the little laughing image of you. I don't think they posted it lately, but you know, that little
They posted it earlier when I was having conversation with the, because I realized one fan, I'm not so sure if he's here today. Maybe he's busy. Because normally, I think that fan who made the meme was there. But then I thought that was him. But then I realized other people collected and saved that meme.
Yo, Charlotte Worldwide.
But maybe we will start. Maybe in the future we will see them make the sandal and socks meme.
Yo, we got sandals and socks. Let's go. Shout out to my fellow sandals and socks enjoyers.
Mike God or Mac
MC God.
God. Oh, MC God.
Yo, appreciate the nod.
I think he really likes
it. Yo, if you're also rocking socks and sandals today, hit me up, 778-782-2573. We got a little fan club going.
Stub.
Okay, last show to talk about. Once again, Verboten, still at it. They're going all weekend, frankly. Over at the Cobalt, once again, they have DJ Safrika. Shout out to my homie Jess. As well as DRB with Slut and Halt. More Ephemeral, Scimitar, Mutant, and it just keeps going. So many bands. It's a stacked bill for that genre of sound. If you like it dark and heavy, this is the place to be. And that is your Saturday night. Yeah. Did I prepare anything? I prepared at least one song. Okay. Here's a fun game to play with your friends at a party. It's called Exquisite Corpse. You basically just split a paper into three parts. And then you each draw a portion of that as a body, basically. Anyways, further explanation, check it out. Look it up yourself. Exquisite Corpse, fun game to play, especially on a date. Check it out. This is Exquisite Corpse by Spell off their new album, Wretched Heart.
Live. And if I can't
Yo, welcome back, folks. We are on the tail end of the show here. That was the See You Next Tuesdays off their album Fight, F, Drink, and Destroy. You know, normally I would say it, but I'm not feeling that spicy today. Anyways, check them out. They're playing at the Red Gate Saturday night with the Fomites, Contra Crow, and Grimlock as well. Before that, you heard some music from... Who else did I play? Oh, yeah, Spell. I played some music from Spell. That was their track, Wretched. I had a whole joke about what the song was called. Didn't I? Right? No, this is the album. Shoot, I lost my mind. Exquisite Corpse, that was the word. Yeah, try it out. Anyways, real quick, just going to shout out Sunday shows. We got Dayton King, Ruby Jones, and Magnus Warren over at the Red Gate Sunday night. Green Auto has Sundress, Princess Avenue, Back from the Dead, figuratively, along with Lonely Crowd and House of Glass. Over the Healy, they got a chiller night with Meredith, Louise, Keely, Leia, and Camellia Grove as well. We're going to get out of here on some music from my buddy Misha's band, Smoke Eaters, because, of course, I'm going to play a song about mopeds, because that's all I get. Anyways, this has been me, Jay Gradowski, your host, as always, here on the show. Hope you've been having a lovely time. And, yeah, go outside, stay hydrated, just put on sunscreen. Shout out to you. And if you're melanin deficient, really just, like, carry an umbrella. It's cool now. Anyways, free Palestine. We'll see you next week.
Here are the top stories right now.
Years went by.
Mosquitoes. At least you can spray the mosquitoes, unquote.
And I left it there with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
My name is Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all, and it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of the community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at EmbarkSustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at EmbarkSustain.